As part of paring back the federal budget, the Trump administration is reportedly considering eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on what that would mean for the Philadelphia arts sector.
The Trump transition team wants to trim trillions of dollars out of the federal budget. The money that funds the NEA and the NEH make up a fraction of a percent of that budget. And likewise, those federal agencies provide a small piece of the local arts funding. The NEA, for example, gave a little more than $1 million to organizations in Pennsylvania last year, and the lion's share, about $700,000, went to the Philadelphia region. Philadelphia has a $3 billion arts sector. One of those recipients is the Painted Bride Arts Center. It got $45,000 to collaborate with Drexel University in bringing together artists and teenage victims of violence to create a staged performance. It's meant to identify and address the physical, emotional, and social needs of the kids. Painted Bride director Laurel Ratzka says the money came from a new funding initiative from the NEA that connects arts with other economic sectors like health and agriculture.
I think that's the place where we're going to come up with new solutions and ideas for problems in our world. I feel like we're just stuck in our own sectors, and this cross-collaboration is going to spark new ideas and creativities.
Ratzka says the program would not be possible without seed money from the NEA. Maud Lyon, president of the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance, says winning NEA support brings more than just dollars.
Particularly to smaller organizations, if you get an NEA grant, then that is something that allows you to go to foundations and individual donors and others, and you've got kind of a stamp of approval.
The Trump administration is not expected to release a budget proposal until April. Lyon says she is taking reports of defunding arts and culture seriously, but not literally, not yet. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.